America has a long-term unemployment problem. True, the percentage of the U.S. labor force that has been out of work for more than a year and is still seeking employment is down to 1.9% from a peak of 3% registered in 2010. But that proportion is still higher than at any time before 2009, according to writer Floyd Norris. Moreover, these statistics, which pertain to the entire labor force, including those with jobs, mean that more than a quarter of the unemployed workers in the U.S. have been out of work for at least a year, and that proportion does not include those who have simply given up looking. Remarkably, U.S. long-term unemployment, though horrid by pre-crisis standards, is actually much better than in many other nations. In the Eurozone, nearly half of those who were unemployed as of the second quarter of this year had been out of work for at least a year. In Greece, the figure was 65%. Even in prosperous Germany, the figure was 45%. In Britain, it was 37%. One of the most problematic aspects of the U.S. labor market situation is expanding disengagement among young people. During the final quarter of last year, 15% of Americans under the age of 25 were not employed, nor in school, nor in training programs. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.